All right, major breaking news and a massive blow to both Elon Musk and the Trump administration. A judge in a 102-page document just shot down their attempt to take over USIP, which is the United States Institute of Peace, as you can see on screen right here. Now, I want to break down the document and what the judge said in specific, but first, this reads, DOGE loses battle to take over USIP and its $500 million headquarters. A federal judge called DOGE's actions, quote, unlawful. And you know, at a time when things have been grim, when Elon Musk and DOGE have been moving very, very quickly, it is nice to see that our institutions can still hold the line, that individuals can still hold the line. I said at the very beginning of Trump's term, and I've been saying this over and over, that when our institutions begin to fail and they're infiltrated by loyalists, that it comes down to individuals. I think a good example, oddly enough, is Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve. He's kept a steady hand, and every single time he goes out and speaks on stage, he makes it very, very clear that Trump doesn't shake him whatsoever. It's pretty admirable, even if you don't like Jerome Powell. But let's break down this court document in a second. This reads, the courts have decided against DOGE and the U.S. government in their legal battle to take full control of the United States Institute of Peace, including a headquarters building with an estimated value of $500 million. And imagine Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, other representatives all having access to the U.S. Institute of Peace, being able to control the narrative. It would all be another attempt to consolidate power and have basically have a propaganda arm in every single sector of the government. In a memorandum opinion, U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell ruled in favor of the former Institute board and staff who had sued to be reinstalled after they were forcibly removed in March. She also gave a strong rebuke to the defendants of the case, who include the U.S. DOGE Service, President Trump, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and several other representatives. She said, the purported removal of members of the board of directors of the Institute of Peace was unlawful and therefore null, void, and without legal effect. Let's read a little bit more of this 102-page court document. This reads, in a drastic and abrupt change of course, Howell writes, within the first month of Trump's second term, President Trump unilaterally decided that USIP is, quote, unnecessary, issuing Executive Order 14217. To this effect. And then his administration rushed through actions, including removal of board members, to reach the professed goal of reducing all of USIP's operations and personnel to the bare minimum to perform only mandated statutory tasks, while ignoring the broader statutory goals set out for the organization to fulfill. These unilateral actions were taken without asking Congress to cease or reprogram appropriations or by recommending that Congress enact a new law. Again, Congress has the power of the purse, according to Article 2, and they even cite U.S. Constitution Article 2. I can't lie. I've become a little bit of a legal nerd lately. Maybe it's because I work so closely with Midas Touch, but I will say I love hearing judges and like legal professors word what the Trump administration is doing in a way that I just don't have the legal acumen to do, you know, like citing old cases and just wording it in a very concise and satisfying way. In a drastic and abrupt change of course, Trump issues an executive order, right? Instead, the current administration, rather than going through Congress, decided to effectuate the president's executive order through blunt force, backed up by law enforcement from three separate local and federal agencies. The administration removed the Institute's leadership, including plaintiff board members and its president, in contravention of statutory limitations, and had personnel from a newly created federal office called the Department of Government Efficiency forcibly take over the headquarters. Forcibly take over the headquarters. Again, this is some insane, insane stuff. With a newly installed USIP president, the admin then handed off USIP's property for no consideration and abruptly terminated nearly all of its staff and activities across the world. I do want to reiterate, we knew about this story. We knew that DOGE was forcibly removing people. I've covered this in multiple cases, but we haven't actually read a court document of a judge being like, yo, there's a lot of sketchy stuff going on here. With a newly installed USIP president, the administration then handed off USIP's property. So they installed a loyalist as the president after forcibly removing the people at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Okay, then it continues. The question before this court is whether these unilateral actions by the president and his administration are legal under duly enacted statutes and the U.S. Constitution. By the way, if you find this legal stuff boring, I'm sorry, but if you find it interesting, all that I ask is that you drop a like, that you subscribe. I keep getting comments that say, hey, Adam, I've been with you since 100,000 subscribers, but I never actually hit that subscribe button. So make sure you scroll down, make sure you hit it. And really quickly, the U.S. Institute of Peace is made. It was made to be a nonpartisan government-funded organization that promotes, you know, democracy, conflict resolution, peace across the globe. It's called the Institute of Peace. And I guess the Trump administration doesn't want that. They prevent wars before wars happen, kind of like how USAID prevents diseases from coming here before the diseases happen. But because, like, there's a thing, this is going to sound counterintuitive, but some of the richest people in America have gotten so incredibly comfortable with their daily lives that they don't realize how they benefit from the systems at play. So, for example, Elon Musk doesn't understand that USAID and that the US Institute of Peace have prevented so many diseases and wars from starting because he's so comfortable he's not thinking about it. A lot of people in America, not everybody, there's a huge wealth disparity problem in America, but a lot of people in America are just so comfortable that they're focusing on the craziest things. Like, what does it tell you when somebody's main focus in life is transports? They talk about transports all the time. That means they don't have to worry about like disease or flooding or other problems that happen in third world countries, right? So there's this paradox where you get so comfortable, you focus on the dumbest things possible. And I think that Trump and Elon and the people around them are so comfortable, they don't realize that disease prevention and war prevention is really, really helpful. Since the outset of the lawsuit challenging the president's removal, the judge describes that the parties have taken opposite views of the legality of these actions. You know, some of them say that these are constitutionally established rights. You can remove anybody you want. Of course, the Trump admin's saying that. But then the USIP board members are saying, dude, you can't do this. And this says, the order states that the USIP board members who have been forced out must be reinstated. It goes on to declare any actions taken by the agency since their removal, including the headquarters transfer, are null and void. It further bars the defendants from, quote, maintaining, retaining, gaining, or exercising any access or control over the Institute's offices, facilities, computer systems, or any other records, files, or resources. The ruling caps off one of the most dramatic chapters in DOJ's government takeover so far. It's also one of the fullest repudiations yet of DOJ overreach. Again, Elon Musk is doing this illegally. I talked about this exact thing in my Jubilee debate months back. I recorded this months back, and not to pat myself on the back, but look how correct I was.
I think that Elon Musk is unreliable and he's reckless in what he's doing. So I want more government efficiency. We can all agree. Step one, we all want the government to be more efficient. No one wants there to be waste, fraud, and abuse. So we can all start with that axiom, right? But the way that Elon Musk is doing it is not only reckless, but it's illegal. Article 1 of the Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse. So when Elon Musk is using the executive branch to cut things and shutter entire agencies like USAID, you are subverting Congress. You are subverting their power of the purse. That's why people, have you guys seen those town halls of people yelling at their representatives?
I do also want to say you gave a lot of examples that were on cutting aid and subsidiaries to non-American. Like USAID is not working on actively this country.
The point is, we've known that this was illegal over and over, but in the court documents released today, lawyers for the USIP detail a rapid escalation of attempts to access the agency's property. On Sunday, March 16th, two FBI agents visited a senior USIP security employee at home, demanding information on how to get into the headquarters building. What the hell? That same day, DOJ allegedly coordinated with Intercon, USIP's contract security firm, to enter the building. USIP officials found out and immediately suspended Intercon's contract. It wasn't enough to stop them. The following day, according to court documents, four Intercon employees showed up at USIP headquarters. When their badges didn't work at the front door, one of their colleagues showed up with a physical key and gained access. USIP personnel then called the DC Metropolitan Police, claiming unlawful entry. MPD officers eventually arrived and helped DOJ and other government officials take control of the building. What a nightmare. The officers arrived and helped. So there were three arms. From there, the takeover was swift. That Friday, March 21st, six USIP staffers received termination notices. Court documents show that DOJ representative Nate Kavanaugh was put in charge of the agency the following Tuesday, March 25th, and instructed to transfer USIP's assets, including the headquarters building, to the DOJ-controlled General Services Administration at no cost. On Friday, March 28th, Virtually all of the remaining USIP employees were terminated as well. The next day, Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vaught signed off on the asset transfer before the courts had a chance to rule on a motion from USIP attorneys to stop it. For all of the fireworks surrounding the USIP takeover, the legal question at its center has been fairly straightforward. Can the executive branch control an independent nonprofit? The answer has proven to be complicated. While USIP operates independently, it was established and funded by Congress, so you have to go through Congress or have them pass a new law. The point is, Elon Musk got cooked. What he did was illegal, and this judge pointed it out as straight up unlawful. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos I make, it would mean the world if you scroll down. Make sure you subscribe. You know, we are one of the fastest growing political channels on YouTube, and it's all because of you guys. You guys are the best community I could ever ask for, and I am the youngest person on this list, which means the world. So if you could help continue the growth, go down, click subscribe. See you in the next video. Peace out. And really quickly, this is important. We've all been experiencing this unseen, hidden phenomenon lately named flooding the zone. I mean, one of Trump's advisors admitted that if you have so many chaotic stories coming out at once, nobody really knows what to focus on.
I said, all we have to do is flood the zone. Every day we hit them with three things. They'll bite on one and we'll get all of our stuff done. Bang, bang, bang.
I mean, for example, Trump has been openly questioning the constitutional right to due process. And as that happens, he's creating economic chaos. He's taking bribes from other countries. And some of these stories barely even get picked up. I mean, a lot of news media stations that call themselves neutral or factual actually lean right and don't touch these stories. And if you're only seeing one side of the story, it's really easy for your rights to quietly disappear. That's why I've been using Ground News on a daily basis. It is genuinely the only platform that gives you every single angle. It tells you how biased the outlet is, who owns the outlet, what they're ignoring, and the blind spot feed, for example, is enough alone to see what the right's trying to bury on any given day and what we aren't noticing. There are stories that you'll find in their blind spot feed that show you your blind spot and what you need to be paying attention to at this time. It's a way to subvert the flooding of the zone. Even when I'm reading an article somewhere else, their browser extension, Ground News browser extension, can flag that outlet's bias and pull in the other perspectives on the spot, which is pretty brilliant. So if you want a deal, I got you. Click the link in the description or go to ground.news/AM. Again, ground.news/AM, and you get 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the one I use on a day-to-day basis. You get all of the features from the premium plan for 40% off because I got you. So click the first thing in the description. Thank you to Ground News for making these videos possible, for supporting the digital ecosystem. Thank you to you guys. Drop some blue hearts, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.